Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 27 September 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Tonight, you and I are going to talk. If you're driving down the highway, listen to what we're going to say. Maybe you can call in and share some thoughts. If you're sitting at home, wherever you are tonight, around the country, and if you listen on the rebroadcast, of course, I realize you can't call in live, but welcome to the program. And I do mean that. It's so humbling and such an honor to know that people out there listen to this broadcast all over the country and actually around the world. I want to say hi to Maggie over in the UK. She contacts once in a while. And to our listeners, some listeners in Australia, I want to thank you all for taking time to be with us and share with us. Even sometimes to help you send us. You don't know how much you appreciate it. And I pray that for the glory of God that I'm found worthy to do His will and to bless you and uplift you in some way or another and make your journey through this world maybe a little more pleasant and maybe strengthen in some way, because we all need that. Some people seem to forget that just because I'm a preacher that I don't need some encouragement once in a while. Of course I do. I'm just a man. That's all that I am. Nothing more than a man. And sometimes I really mess up on what I know the Lord wants me to do. But nonetheless, we will do our best. Before I get into what we're going to talk about tonight, I'll make mention we are going to try to have Bible study this weekend. Bible study starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us live on live stream if you want to. Just by going to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. And there we will be. The first 45 minutes is always done for praise reports, prayer requests, testimonies, and that you folks, we want you to join in. You'll see a number on the screen behind me that you can call in and share your thoughts with us and talk to us and ask prayer requests, whatever you want to do. That's what we're there for. At 11:30, we go into current events. And at 12:30, I'm going to do a teaching from a sermon I preached in Bard's Fest on a stolen and forgotten birthright. Probably one of the most important messages ever preached to the church. Because, folks, we have been robbed with our eyes wide open. Understand that. We have been. We truly have. But you can join us, like I said, but on live stream on our website, or you can call this phone number, write this down, and listen live. No codes or anything to you. Just call this number, 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We want you to join us. We truly, truly do. It's such a blessing when y'all do that. It truly is. And our calendars are 2022. I cannot believe I'm saying that. 2022 calendars are here. Call it the decision calendars are here. with any order you send. If you request a calendar, we will send you a calendar, no charge. They're here. They're beautiful. They have outdoor scenes, basically the same one we had last year because they were so popular. Beautiful outdoor scenes for each month. When you write to us and place an order or whatever, and you want a calendar, you let us know. We'll send it to you, okay? And if you can't afford to send an order, just let us know. We'll send you a calendar. We want you to have it. We didn't get a whole bunch of them. When they're going, but we got some. So the 2022 Call to Decision calendar is here. If you want one, call us. Or if you place an order, just mention it. You can call it 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And don't forget, also, we're offering the T-shirts, folks. I think you'd be really proud to wear one of these good-looking T-shirts. Go to our website, PastorButch.com. Look at the top of the page. You'll see my picture there, and then it'll change over to the picture of the T-shirts. You see what they look like? They're very sharp T-shirts. Really pretty royal blue with a lion standing there amongst a flock of sheep that are all masked, and he is not. And it says, no fear, on the top of it. I think you'll find this a very effective shirt and a witnessing tool for a lot of people. I hope the folks 24 and 95, that we get from small to XXL. If you want one, just call the same number, let us know. We'd be glad to send to you. And the teaching I did week four last on a time of war, one of the most difficult lessons teachers ever had to put out as far as our responsibility as Christians. And my friends, we have shirked our responsibility for many, 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 many years. That's why our nation is in this hell of a mess, because the church has not done her duty. A time of war was a very straightforward biblical teaching, historical teaching. It's an hour long. If you had the courage to watch it, DVD or CD, $10.50, right to your front door. I hope you'll get it, and I know you'll like it once you get it. I really do. And two prayer requests tonight. For a lady named Johnny, her husband would like her so much to quit smoking. And that's really bothering him. So remember Johnny in your prayers. Also for Marshall. Marshall is a son of a friend of mine via email. Marshall is a homeless individual having health problems. Please keep Marshall in prayers, folks. Ask the Lord to deliver his soul, deliver his mind and heart, and deliver his body, folks, to somewhere where he can be taken care of and take care of himself. Please do that, okay? These two prayer requests are important. If they weren't, our listeners wouldn't have emailed or called and asked for them. Keep that in mind, please. But now we're going to talk a little while, and I want to share my thoughts, and I want to hear from you. Nights like this, where I don't get to do it very often, when I just get to kind of chat with you, maybe get a little carried away and do a bit of preaching once in a while, but I do want to talk to you. I want to offer to you some insight on some things, and a couple, I think, relatively good news articles I want to share with you very quickly to start off with. It looks like in December, the Supreme Court is going to hear oral arguments challenging Roe v. Wade. What that's going to mean, I really don't know. How it's going to turn out, your guess is as good as mine. It's about 75 million babies too late, but it's a start, maybe perhaps, in the healing of the land, if we'll stop murdering our children before they're born. But that's coming up in December. And the state of New Hampshire, my friends, is thinking seriously about cessation. And I mean, this is for real. New Hampshire State Representative Mike Sylvia, a Republican, said he's had it with Washington overreach and wants the Granite State to become the first to quit the Union since the Civil War. I say go, New Hampshire, go. There are hundreds of examples of the federal government overstepping its authority, he told the Center Square. Enough is enough. We should put this before the voters to decide. If approved by 60% of the Republican-controlled legislature, the referendum would state, New Hampshire peaceably declares independence from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. All other reference to the United States and its Constitution, state statutes, and regulations are nullified. Mr. Sylvia, God bless you, sir. I wish you the best and Godspeed. I really do. And this is kind of maybe a different topic, but for years and years, I've been saying through health experts in this program that natural foods, God-made foods, no additives, no processing, no nothing, are the best for you to have and to enjoy and for good health. Dr. Rodriguez, which will be joining us next Tuesday on the program. And if you have any health questions, Dr. Rodriguez is the one that you want to ask the questions to. Has told me for years, Pastor, if you can get fresh whole milk and butter and fresh eggs, it's good for your heart, it's good for your digestive system. In that milk, he says, you have everything that you want to buy in the store to help yourself. There's yogurt in it. You don't have to buy yogurt. It's already in there. Bacteria in the milk is what to make yogurt out of. All the things you normally will seek for, the good fats are in the milk and in the butter and in the eggs. He said, they're all there. As long as they're not processed, homogenized, and pasteurized, and all this stuff that kills all the good bacteria. If you get fresh whole milk and butter and eggs, get them. Well, a study did in Sydney, Australia, says butter, good butter, fresh butter, is actually good for your heart. It could, the butter, the cream, and the cheese could actually the fat in those products could actually prevent heart attacks. Wow. Isn't it amazing what God has made for us naturally is better for us than what man can take and destroy? Shouldn't that tell you something? Shouldn't, you know, as Dr. Rodriguez one time said to me, Pastor, look at an apple and tell me what the ingredients are. There's no label on it. It's an apple. And unless it's something man has destroyed, it's an apple and it's natural and it's good for you. So, folks, skip the skim milk, skip the 2% milk. Go to, if you can get it, please get fresh milk and butter. And fresh eggs, get away from the store if you can, because they're actually heart healthy and good for you. I just want to share that with you before I got anything else, because I think it's important that we understand that God made things for us that we should enjoy, and we should truly take advantage of what He's given us. If you're living in a place where you can find these things, raise your own vegetables. If you can find non-GMO seeds, And that Numata offers a packet of non-GMO seeds, and we pack it right here through our ministry. We actually put them together here and ship them out of here. Numata Foods offers a seed packet with non-GMO seeds, and they're offered. I don't know what the price on them is. You can find out on Numata.com, and order seeds for your garden. But if you can do that, do it. If you're blessed and you have the ability to get some fresh venison once in a while, right out of nature, get it. I'll be getting a couple next month. My wife wants a can to meat. I'm just sharing through what we do, folks. I'm 73 years old. No, I'm not in perfect health. Thanks to Agent Orange, I'm a diabetic. I'm 73 years old. I still do about what I want to. Not nearly as fast as I want to, but I feel good. I mean that. So I praise God I was raised on a place where we had all these things, and I try to stick with it now. Now, we're going to move on to some other topics and get into some serious stuff here that maybe is not as pleasant. But you know, we're told in the Scriptures, in Amos chapter 8, verse 11, that there's a day coming for God's people and for the nation when there's going to be a shortage, not of bread and water, be a lack of, not of bread and water at first, but a shortage of the Word of God. Amos 8:11 will tell you that. Brothers and sisters, our nation has been suffering greatly for the lack of the true Word of God for many, many, many years. Many years. I just wrote, I finished another chapter in my third edition of the book, which will probably be published hopefully the next month or two, volume 3 of Words of Wisdom. I hope it'll be out pretty soon. It'll have about 22 chapters in, but the chapters are small because I don't take a long time to say something. So point in. But I point out in that one chapter, a lost Christian worldview, biblical worldview, that the curse of the country, the curse of this nation, the curse of the world, but the curse of America where I live, is the antinomian church. Well, preacher, what's that mean? It means a lawless church. We now have an idea. We think, we teach this to ourselves, and we've been taught it for years, that the Old Testament's done away with the New Testament. There is no more law to live by, and everything is relative. We don't have to worry about anything necessarily, as far as punishment and judgment, we can live like we want to, and we're under grace. Don't make any difference how you live. We tolerate sin in our families. And Matthew 10 said, if you do that, they said, if you deny me before your family, I'll deny before my Father. All these things, folks, are in the Bible. But, you know, at best, we're moderate Christians. We're moderate. Because we believe the New Testament grace supersedes the Old Testament law. And that the Old Testament has nothing really to do with modern society. It's kind of a worn out doctrine now, right? And we need to conduct our own lives and public policy in line with what we call God's or Christ's grace to tolerate evil and to love the evildoer and let everything else slide. That's a moderate Christian today, folks. That's modern, which means antinomian, without law. And the church has taught that for so long that there's no more consequence for sins. Children go out and commit whoredoms, drug abuse, and God only knows what else. And parents still say, "Well, I love them, and I can't kick them out. They're my children, and I'm not going to take a stand against them. I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want to drive them away." So they damn themselves to hell with your help because of your tolerance of this evil. And the same thing with our extended families. And if you read the Bible, like I said, Matthew 10, you'll find out if you do that, you're sinning greatly. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we're told not to even break bread with people like that that call themselves part of the family of God. We, the church, have condoned sin for so long, we really don't know what sin is any longer, do we? In 1 John 3:4, we're told that sin is transgression of the law. Well, if the law has been done away with, then there can be no sin. And basically, that's what the church has taught. That's what's damned us. That's what's damned us. The Word of God has not been preached this country in my lifetime, really. Maybe a few exceptions, but very rarely has the Word of God been taught in its entirety. All we may preach salvation and we need repentance for our sins and what we've done, but we don't get into the part of the law that says, you know, how to stand against evil and not to condone it in our own lives, much less in our family's lives. I mean, it just goes on from there. But you see, now I'm seeing something that prophesied in the book of Ezekiel concerning Israel, which, by the way, is the church today. Now, I want you to listen to what it's going to say, what it says here. In verse 12 of Ezekiel chapter 14, this is what it says. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously..." Notice what I said? When the land sinneth against me by trespassing, that means breaking his laws. "Then I will stretch out mine hand upon it, and I will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it." And I'm going to say this in the next verse. "Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, in this nation at this time, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord." In other words, it's going to get so bad that if those three men were here, they'd be the only ones that they could touch and deliver, because the rest of mankind become so corrupted, so hard to hear, hard of hearing, so perverted, they will not hear the truth. And I'm telling you, my friends, unless you are totally blind or living in a bubble somewhere, you can't help but see the mess this country's in. And the tolerance of evil all around us. In the last few weeks, I've had the privilege, responsibility, and sometimes, well, duty, and sometimes heartache. I deal with people who come out of drug use. Some have been delivered marvelously. Some are still living in homosexuality. Some are still on drugs. And at best, even though they have a sincere desire to come to Christ, when they leave my presence, they have no place to go but back into the hell hole they just come out of, and they live among heathens, among moms that don't love them, kicks them orders and lets them do what they want to do, from dads they haven't even seen. They go back into the world system, and the seed that was planted is plucked up, and the care of this world destroys that seed. That's what breaks my heart, because they can't find nourishment, and that seed withers and dies. Well, that's in the parable of the sower. Read it sometime. The seed takes root and it springs up and it's all excited about being there. And then Satan plucks it up. Oh, yeah. It's happening. I can't even tell them where to go to church. That teaches the whole counsel of the Word of God. I can't tell them where to go to church where they preach law and grace, because they're not enemies. The law teaches that you need grace, and grace helps you live righteously, even though sometimes you mess up, but the law keeps you straight in your heart and mind to try to serve Christ. They're not enemies. Without one, you don't need the other. Understand that. It's easy. One of the chapters of my books was entitled something along that way, and I had one Baptist preacher got all upset. Well, you don't need the law done away with. I mean, insanity, absurdity, destruction, the damnable destruction is being taught behind the pulpits. That sin no longer has consequences. Sin has consequences. And look at your children today. Look at the nation today and tell me sin doesn't have consequences, and that the antinomian lawless church hasn't damned this nation. Look at the results of it. So where do I send a brand new believer to go to church? Or know they're going to get fed the Word of God and nurtured, admonished, and if need be, rebuked. You tell me. I don't know. I wish I did. People call me all the time, all over the country. Where can I go to church? I can't find a church. Oh, I'm going to tell you this just like this, the way it is. Most of these places that you go to call church is not a church at all. It's a corporation. And most of them are name it and claim it, or lawless churches. And they don't seem to want to understand that we are to live righteously. We're told in Scripture that without holiness no man shall see God. Where Christ said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. What part of that don't we understand? But because the church has become lawless, because the church has tolerated evil, now very few know when to say no to what's going on. We're to the point now where we have dictators, and literally, I mean, there's nothing new. This has been going on, folks, long before I was born. This country is going down the slope into New World Order dictatorship. And no, don't say, well, Reagan was different, and Bush was different, and Trump different. No, they weren't. They all played the same game. Some talked better. Maybe some did some things they'll agree with. But all of them sold out in the end. Now we got a president. They call himself president. That says his patience has grown thin with you and I because he won't take a vaccination. And the people, including the church, as a whole, have no idea our responsibilities to God or man in standing against this type of evil. They never read the Declaration of Independence and what Founding Fathers, it's our duty, it's our right and duty to overthrow such things. No, they won't talk about that. They won't talk about that. That means we may have to actually get up and do something. That's why I did the teaching, A Time of War. A Time of War, folks. We've got the whole idea, even the Second Amendment, totally out of order. We think the Second Amendment's all about guns and gun ownership. We think it's all about the right to keep and bear arms. Well, it is, but there's more to it than that. It's so that they can have a well-regulated militia. And regulated doesn't mean controlled. It means trained militia. And the states are to give us arms to defend ourselves and our once a republic. The state was to furnish us with weapons. But no one knows that. Yeah, we should fight gun control. I'm not saying we shouldn't. I do every day. That's why I have Larry Padlon program with GOA quite often. But there's more to it than keeping guns to keep in the house. Well, we'll throw them off. Oh, my. People, we don't even know what we're talking about as a whole. If we tolerate them forcing us to take a vaccine because the president and Fauci say their patience is growing thin with us, what kind of men and women are we? I mean, Congress and judges are exempt from it. The postal workers are exempt from it, but we're not. We have doctors who stand up against this tyranny, as one did in Oregon. He lost his license because he told him that the mask were making people sick. He lost his license. Dr. Carrie Madej, which will be on this broadcast Wednesday night, is in danger of losing her license on the 7th of next month. The Dr. Tim Penny, according to the Ohio Medical Board, is mentally ill and must undergo psychiatric evaluation. What? The lawless church, my friends, has caused this. We tolerate evil in ourselves, our families, and government because we don't know our duties to Almighty God. We've forgotten our birthright, and along with that birthright comes duties, responsibilities. We've forgotten those. We've desperately forgotten those. So we just sit back and hope for the best and vote for the next man in, right? Oh, we'll get Biden out of there. We'll get somebody else in better. Trump's going to run again. We'll get him back in there. He's the one that started the mess with the COVID hoax. He started it. He pushed the vaccines hard. No, I didn't say he didn't do some things I agreed with. I didn't say that. But don't hold him up as an example or a savior of some kind. We put our trust in mankind, or as the Bible says, put our trust in Pharaoh. And he will fail us every time. And we've done that and done that and done that and done that. We're now to the point that the Democrats, and I'm not picking on Democrats because the Democrats, believe me, the Republicans are just about bad. But Democrats actually think the unvaccinated people are more of a danger than Russia and China to the U.S. I'm serious. I don't know why I'm laughing. It isn't funny, but it's true. It's true. And I'm just seeing the insanity and spread among us and all over the world, not just here, but all over the world. I mean, it's causing division to the point of fights in the streets over this situation, and even with the mask being told to put on some people's face, they get angry. And they actually had a nurse punched in the face by a guy in Canada that gave his wife a shot without his permission. I don't know if she gave it or not. I assume she did. But the guy got mad enough to punch a nurse in the face, a female. Are you seeing the destruction caused by ignorance of God's word? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they've forgotten me and my laws, I will forget their children. That's in Hosea 4:6. And the next verse says, the more they increased, the more they prospered, the more they grew financially and prospered, the more they forgot me. Now we're antinomian, like I said. We don't believe in the laws of God anymore. We don't believe in the Old Testament. That's been done away with. The New Testament supersedes it, so we don't need the Old Testament. You just take out the Bible and throw it away. Although that's all Christ preached. That's all Paul preached, because there wasn't a New Testament. But nonetheless, it's okay. We'll just throw it away and not worry about it. The antinomian church is the scourge of a nation. It's a destruction of a nation. If you want to talk to me tonight, you can. We'll take phone calls, get to you in a little bit. At 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
You know, folks, we're talking about tonight about the lawless shirts. And by the way, if you want to call and talk to us, you can. 844-769-2944. And I said it very clearly that the lawless church is the bane of society. It's the destruction of all societies. The lawless church is supposed to be an example of Christ on earth and to teach his commandments and disciple nations. Has become lawless itself to the point that they don't even believe in the law. We're getting to the point now that this has been talked about for years, but now just passed in the House Defense Bill that they're going to draft your daughters and your wives. Yeah, it's in the bill. It passed the House 316 and 113 going before the Senate. Think about it. Your daughter, 18 years and up, will have to register with the Selective Service. That means your wife also, my friends. It's because they're married doesn't exempt them. Understand this. This is simply because the church has forgot who she is and what she's supposed to do in God. If you don't know your birthright, if you don't know what you had, you don't know you lost it. I'm going to do the teaching this coming weekend on a stolen and forgotten birthright. There are things that I didn't know. I said we, I meant we, because I didn't know what was given to me when I come to Christ. And the absolute marvelous blessings that were given to us when we come to Christ. But also the absolute awesome responsibilities to serve God and His kingdom. I didn't know. I thought I knew. I didn't know some, but not nearly enough. But we're seeing the church, like I said, become so ignorant that we actually will take vaccinations and wear a mask. Because we're afraid to stand for the truth, and we don't want to offend anybody, and we want to go along, get along. We don't want the president to lose patience with us any longer, and whatever the reason is, you know. And we have pastors are saying it's our duty as Christians to take the shot that Christ would take it. I mean, these are people who call themselves pastors. These are harlings. These are whores behind the pulpits. And I don't care who offends. I don't care. These are whores behind the pulpit. They're getting paid to say these things. Actually, there are paying churches, my friends, to promote this. They're actually paying churches to do this. I'm serious. Before we go to the phone lines, and I don't want to go to the phone lines, you keep the calls coming in at 844-769-2944. I want to share with you something. I know you've heard this before. I know you've heard it. But I want to share with you again. Most people know that in Pfizer, and probably Moderna also, they put an item in the vaccine. It's not a vaccine at all, folks. Let's quit calling it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a programming device. They put something in called graphene oxide. Graphene oxide. Do you know what that graphene oxide actually does? Now, this, folks, is not hard to find. It's a framework that enhances broadband absorption in gigahertz frequencies. It's used to build a framework as advanced broadband absorption in gigahertz frequencies. It is a device to track you. As a matter of fact, the graphene oxide is used to make wireless RFID sensors. Battery-free wireless RFID sensors are made from graphene oxide. And they put it in your body. And by the way, tomorrow night we're going to have Dr. James on, who's going to tell you about his private practice and what he's witnessed in his private practice with those who are vaccinated. Yes. And functionalized graphene oxide serves as a novel vaccine nano adjuvant for robust stimulation of cellular immunity. In other words, it changes your cell structure. And it also, according to this graphene oxide dielectric permittivity at GHz gigahertz, and its applications for wireless humidity sensing. It is a way to track and trace someone. Graphene oxide is used in electronics to have wireless sensing of availabilities, and it's going into you. And even this, fabrication and characterization of graphene and antenna for low cost and environmentally friendly RFID tags. Fabrication and characterization of graphene antenna for low cost and environmentally friendly RFID tags. Does that make anything go ding, ding, ding in your head? Can you see how the lawless church who accepts anything man tells them and puts his trust in man is cursed because of it? Is that letting this happen? We trust in man. We fear disease. We fear other things to the point we trust man to put all matter of foreign bodies into our body and destroy even our DNA. If you know your Bible, probably a lot of people do. Most of them don't. That's why God destroyed the earth the first time. Man's DNA had been polluted to the point there was no way of taking it back. So everyone in the world except Noah and his family has had their DNA polluted by the seed of Satan. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be in the time of the return of the Son of God. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. I'm going to share one more thing. I'll get the phone calls. A historian and documentary filmmaker Ken Burns said that the present day is one of the worst times in American history. I can't argue that in all manner of ways, especially morally and spiritually. Burns made the remark while on the Smartless podcast hosted by Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes, comparing current events of the Civil War and the Depression and World War II. It's really serious. There are three great crises before this. The Civil War, the Depression, and World War II. This is equal to it, he said on Monday's episode when asked about the direction the United States was headed. The documentarian went on to quote comments made by Abraham Lincoln during the January 1838 speech to a group in Springfield, Illinois. From whence shall we expect the approach of danger? So some transatlantic military giant step the earth and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa could not, by force, take a drink from the Ohio River or make a track on the Blue Ridge in the trail of 1,000 years. No. If destruction to be our lot, we must ourselves be this author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we live forever or die by suicide. We will live forever or die by suicide. I'm not a Lincoln fan, folks, but he made a very true statement there. Lincoln's statement highlights how the greatest threat to America is the nation itself through death by suicide. We're looking right down the muzzle of that gun, Burns said, and I totally agree. Hence comes the teaching, a time of war. A time of war. Is it making sense to you what I'm saying? Do you see, because the church is not stood for the truth, do you understand how we come so far down the road in the wrong direction that I don't see any way to turn around? Because the only thing going to turn around is repentance before God and turn back to Him and back to His laws and judgments. And can you imagine what would happen if we tried to enforce His righteous laws again? Our own government would turn against us. They are turned against us. Believe me, my friends, you're going to see a lot more in the way of preachers and Christians being arrested and persecuted in the very near future. Matter of fact, right here in Nicholas County, I understand, according to the school board, Christians are to blame for the virus in the school because they won't take the vaccines. Now, I haven't got that for a fact yet, but I got all the details. I'll let you know what it is. But that's nothing new. That's nothing new. It's coming together just like prophesied, my friends. A lack of the Word of God, and then a famine for bread. I stopped by a local business day here in Nettie called Go Mart. It's a little convenience store. You buy gasoline, get a loaf of bread, gallon of milk, whatever. Got to talking to one of the clerks. One of the gentlemen over next to the coffee station said, when are you going to get some more creamer? Well, I asked a young lady that works here that I've known for years, are you out of creamer? She says, yeah, we can't get creamer, any kind of creamer, small containers, large containers, we can't get creamer. I said, really, what else you lacking? And she went on to share everything from lunch meats to pepperoni to soft drinks to beer to, candy bars, potato chips. No, she said the trucks are coming in, but they're not full of supplies. This is a little town called Nettie, West Virginia, where this is happening. Yes, folks, this is for real. We're going to see the staff of bread broken. We're going to see the prices go through the roof for everything they expect to buy. As a matter of fact, I'll guarantee you this from people from sources that are real. You're going to see the price of beef go through the roof because they want to get us off meat because the beef is polluting our atmosphere because they pass gas. They want us off the meat. They want some artificial meat. And next year, 2022, Israel is going to start selling us artificial meat. Israel is going to sell us artificial meat. That is happening as we speak. The lawless church, my friends, is to blame. Nobody else at all. Not the president, not the Senate, not Congress, not the courts. The lawless church is to blame. Like it or lump it, it doesn't change the facts. Because the church has not done its duty for so long, I doubt that most of them remember what the duty are. Matter of fact, I know they don't. Very few of them, including myself for years, Didn't even understand our birthright and the duties that come with it. It's sad, but it's the truth. Let's go to phone call, like I promised. Let's start first with the brother Addison in Ohio. Addison, come on in.
Well, how you doing, Bastard?
I'm doing pretty well, sir. How you doing?
Oh, actually pretty good. I've been in a lot of prayer. I've been feeling kind of melancholy for about the past week, so I've really been talking to my God. There's been a lot of weight on my shoulders. And, folks, I'm going to tell you this right now. We're in the Civil War.
Yes, we are.
There's no getting out of it. I personally have skin in the game. We all know what these roll-up-your-sleevers are doing. I've got one member of my family right now that is taking it that is more precious than diamonds. And I know that the life expectancy is probably about 2 years. We are getting artificial shortages like what you've said, Pastor. The dry Baltic Index, we've got 60-plus ships setting out in San Francisco.
Yep, 62
off of San Francisco Harbor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've got them on the East Coast also. The Lord's taken His hand of protection away from the United States. Our government has actually turned against its citizens. They're bringing refugees in like you will not matter. Voting hasn't mattered since Kennedy. What I'm trying to say, I've asked my wife to pray that I would be the man that I'm supposed to be when the time comes. I do believe that our Heavenly Father is going to pour out His Spirit on His children, and we will know. But get prepared. I hear veterans talking about civil war. They've had enough. I hear, I'm a truck driver, so I'm all over the state. I pretty much run local now. Everybody's had enough. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That means no more masks. That means we're done. This COVID ain't going to affect this household no more.
Amen.
And Amen. I will tell you this. If somebody brings it up, I'm just going to turn around and look at them. You have beat, you have blasphemed my Lord too much. And it ain't going to happen in my presence no more.
Amen.
Enough's enough.
Amen.
It's coming after all of us. And if we don't stand together, we're going to hang separately.
Separately. That's exactly right. And would you agree that what I've said, we become an antinomian lawless church?
We're not even a church.
Very true. Very true.
We are in Satan's house. And there ain't no purgatory, people. There ain't no purgatory. And George Bush said it once, but I think his God was a little different than mine.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah, there's no church. They took it out in 1961.
54,
and my mom
yeah.
and my dad didn't stand up. My grandma and grandpa didn't stand up. And
you know why, don't you? My people are destroyed for what?
Lack of knowledge.
We've forgotten His law. He said very clearly in that same verse that because you've forgotten my laws, I'm going to forget your children. Or we're the children of our grandparents and great-grandparents.
Yes. And I don't know why. I do not know why that my Lord and Savior courted me until I come to know Him. It's not something that I have deserved or I have needed. Yes, I did need it, excuse me. But it's not something at all I deserved. But enough's enough. They're not going to blaspheme my Lord, not going to do that no more.
Amen.
We've had enough.
Amen, Edison. I got to jump. A good call. Thank you for being there, brother.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon, my friend. All right.
Bye-bye.
A great call. Let's go next to Kentucky and talk to Chris. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. You
there? Yes, sir.
Thank God for that first caller. Absolutely, we're right. Because I'll tell you what, as a researcher with these vaccines, this all started with the concentration. You know, like I said, came here from the Weimar Republic. I'm a grandson of that era. The ID of IBM, the tattoos, then they had MK Ultra. I have a book called The Brave New World. And the next book after that was called Operation Paperclip. And the newest book I have now that never ended is called COVID-19 by Joseph Mercola. That's where we're at. We are just continuing advanced technology of the gulags. And I'm looking through this old book I have years ago. I got after the wall came down in East Germany. This is going to be the more advanced gulag. And look at this. This is what the globalists want to do to all the cities. Put a big wall around this. Put a gulag with barbed wire fence, forced vaccinations. I'm not going to do it. Folks, we've got to take a stand. This graphene oxide is not good for your immune system. People are dying from it. Teenagers are having massive heart attacks after ejections after 2 weeks taking this. When are we going to stand up and be the real men of Christ in this nation? We've become like little boys and little girls in this nation. And we're scared of the daddy government. I got to obey the daddy government. This has got to stop, folks, because my heart sometimes gets heavy hearted when I see out here with these young kids what's going to happen to the future. They're in their cell phones. They're not in church. To the real church, like the first caller says, get in the Word of God. You know what? Like you said, these churches are not what they are anymore. You need a home church. You have to gather in a barn for a church. Do it. Get away from the 501c3.
You know, we try to offer people, for $15 a month, I send them 4 hours of Bible studies that they do at our fellowship. They can use that as a kind of a guide go by. But, you know, I'm going to share this very quickly. VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, you know, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, they have said, now this is from their own records, that almost 727,000 adverse reactions have been to COVID, and they admit there are 15,000 deaths. Now, we know there's more than that, but they admit to that. So, folks, who are you going to trust? Man or what's really going on? Man or God? Are you so afraid of dying that you'll take something in your body that you know is against God's word to do it? I guess so. Anything else you want to say, Chris?
Yeah, I just say, like I said, like these more and more doctors and nurses, even across the river in Indiana, more and more healthcare workers are walking out. They're knowing the truth. This is nothing but big money. You can go in there, they give them the shot, they get COVID, and they're getting paid a lot of money, and they're paying the media, the corporate, I call it the communist media, a lot of money to propagandize this and scare people even more.
They're even paying some churches to do that. Chris, good call, guy, jump, but thank you. They're even paying churches to do that. Thank you. Let's go next up north and talk to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, I talked to you a few hours ago. Listening to what you were talking about, law and grace. And you know, here's the way I've heard it, you know, put under the law is, okay, a parent, you know, tells a child, okay, you see the trash can overflowing, oh, empty it. And then sometimes they have to threaten the child, you know, with punishment. But under grace, meaning, you know, the child, you know, older, just on his or her own, just looks at, okay, I know it needs to be empty and just does it without being told or being threatened with punishment. That's under grace.
Yep.
But, it's how under grace doesn't say, okay, it's okay, let the trash can overflow. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. That's what they're saying. I mean, what we can't punish him. We love him. He's just doing what he thinks is best. We can't demand him do something. That's what grace is. I mean, that's what they call grace. That's a false grace. It's a Danville grace. You know, a gentleman once said, I'm trying to remember his name. I can't remember his name. I forgot it. But he once said that, I think his name was Moody. He said, it's a great mistake to give a man who has not been convicted of sin certain passages that were never meant for him. In other words, give him grace and don't explain the law. He doesn't know why he needs grace. He didn't know he sinned. You follow what I'm saying? And Jonathan Edwards said, the only way we can know whether we are sinning is by knowing his moral law. So if we don't know the law, we don't know we're sinners. If we're not sinners, we don't need grace. I mean, this is simple. Go ahead, we're running out of time. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
On a last note, when I was talking about certain things that I was reading into when I was in front of the Massachusetts State House, I was talking with there was another lady with an organization against vaccines, healthcare freedom, and she was from Russia, but Armenian heritage, and Armenia, that's where Mount Ararat is, and that's where Noah's Ark set down. So I'm sure that's another mere coincidence, but once again, I'm probably reading into this, but
well, there's so much. Go ahead, Dave.
Go ahead. I'll hang up and let someone else talk.
All right. Thanks, call, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I really do. Folks, the gentleman once said, God's grace cannot be faithfully preached to unbelievers until the law is preached. and man's corrupt nature is exposed. It is impossible for a person to fully realize his need for God's grace until he sees how terribly he has fulfilled the standards of God's law. The church has become lawless, condoning of sin, toleration of sin in their own lives, in their family's lives, makes it what the child does, shack up, be a lesbian or a homosexual, doing drugs. Well, they're my child, I can't do it. If there were you truly a child that you loved, you would tell them they're not welcome in your home until they get their life straight or come back to talk to you about getting it straight. Just like the prodigal son, the father did not go search for him. He come back seeking forgiveness. That's when the father took him back into his airship and made him his son in his airship again. That's what happened. When you let a wayward child get by with their sin and live in the pig pen, so to speak, you're destroying not only their body and mind, but their soul. Shame on you, shame on you, and shame on you. And you need to read Matthew chapter 10 again very slowly, because you've denied Christ before your family, and Christ said, I will deny you before my Father. I don't know how much clearer I can make this tonight. This nation is in a mess of sin because the church allowed it. The church tolerated it. The church kowtowed to man's laws because they were afraid of man more than they were in the fear of God. I'm guilty. You're guilty. It's time now to stand up and stand and make a difference. The war for souls and the war for righteousness, folks, is not won with apathy and indifference or cowardice. The war in the kingdom of God is won by standing strong for the faith, standing for the truth, ready to do whatever necessary to defend the kingdom of God, to defend your family and their future. We haven't done it. Now our grandchildren and children are facing a very bleak future in a land that one time was flowing literally with milk and honey and peace and contentment. Now, I didn't start this 20 years ago. It started back with the war between the states. It started even before then. It started big time, folks, in the late 1800s with spiritualism coming into society and being accepted in the schools. It started with John Dewey, the father of modern education. It started with all of these perverted people that we allowed in and caught, made heroes out of them. And now we're paying for it. But our children are paying more than we are. They never even knew what we knew. And I'm telling you now, my friends, payday on America is hell. Psalms 9:17 says so. Don't want to discourage you. I'm trying to encourage you to speak up, stand up. Be a man or woman in God and claim your birthright. And make a difference in your family while you still have time. See you tomorrow night. A wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.